called Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. I want to make a quick little thought with reference to our military personnel. I just gone to a fundraiser for those who are wounded in war, and I thought it was important to note that there must have been 150 to 200 people at this event. It was in Princeton, New Jersey. And these individuals, to the man and woman, most of them were disabled, emotional and physical, but they all, to the person, said, "We did this for our country," and I think Americans should be aware of that. When you see these various commercials that are coming out, as long as they are viable, give to those in need, and these are our men and women who served in the United States Armed Forces. They're a remarkable group. There are many of them out there now in support of those that are in need, who helped us, who keep us free. And they did it for 13 long, long years. And they may be doing it again if we wind up back in Iraq, and I have a feeling we're going to be there again.
Well, you know, you're not talking about the wounded warriors.
Well, Wounded War is a part of that. Wounded War is a part of the that's one of the organizations. There are Wounded War organizations. There were a lot of different organizations.
What was the first part, though, you were talking about?
I was talking about this particular organization of a gathering in New Jersey, in Princeton, New Jersey, was just a social event. Wasn't specifically targeted to any one of the organizations, but it was there to promote education for their children in the various schools in the area.
Oh, okay. And you know what you see today, though, Carl, excuse me for interrupting,
sure,
though, is what you didn't get when you came back from Vietnam back in the late 60s.
Right.
And you get people walking up to anybody in uniform at a public event or a bus station, the airports, et cetera, and they'll say, "Thank you for your service."
Yes.
You guys that served in Vietnam in the time of combat and a time of great danger never got that.
No.
And in so many ways, people are trying to make amends for that today.
And the way they do that, in my opinion, is take care of the wounded veterans today.
Okay.
And I've said that before. You take care of them. Don't worry. You can't go back and what happened 40 years or 50 years ago. You didn't. It doesn't matter. Take care of them today because they're still fighting for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that comment. I appreciate that. You
know. No, I mean, it's true. I mean, I have many friends that are retired military and some that are a lot younger and in the military currently. And they truly appreciate the fact that somebody will come up to them and say, "Thank you."
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
It's so needed.
I agree.
So needed.
I agree.
This is another one of our nothing segments. You have something with, was it Glenn Campbell?
Yeah, well, Glenn Campbell's coming up in the next segment.
Never mind. We're
going to do that, but I wanted to get this one story. These are kind of the stories that have been building up over the course of the last couple of weeks that we haven't gotten to. And these are mentions that I've made notes on and that we did not get to them. Your comment reference to Vietnam. I even go back to some of the dear men and women who served in the Korean War. You want to talk about a war that got forgotten in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Korean War. That war didn't even never even came to an armistice. It didn't even come to a peace. It came to an armistice at the end, and it just died. It went away.
It was merely abandoned.
Exactly. And we still have 27,000 troops over there, which
yeah,
most people forget. And by the way, I've served over there. I did a short tour. That is not fun on the ZMZ. It's not a fun tour of duty. It really is not. And those people from the Korean War, let's not forget them under any circumstances. Many of them are now gone, but we followed in their footsteps, and they were good footsteps to follow into.
Mm-hmm.
Very good footsteps mm-hmm. to follow into. And I'm delighted to say that I have.
And
delighted.
What's the other point that you wanted to make that we haven't talked about over the last couple of weeks?
No, we're going to get it. That's coming up. We're going to get to that. That's coming up. Our segment's running out here now, so I will close this. Don't forget your wounded warriors, ladies and gentlemen. They did for us, and they continue to do for us for us, so we can do the things that we do best.
And all of us, thank you for doing that.
I appreciate that. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We're back. Now Glenn Campbell.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict.
One night, Jason attended a party at a friend's. Since he wasn't driving, Jason didn't worry about his alcohol consumption, but a neighbor called the police and Jason was cited for underage drinking. In court, Jason explained to the judge that he wasn't driving that night, but the judge suspended his driver's license for 6 months. Can he really suspend the license of someone who wasn't driving? The final verdict after this. ADT, the leader in home security, is now offering $850 of free security equipment. Call 877-875-2474. That's 877-875-2474. In many states, if you're under 21 and caught drinking at a party, it's not uncommon for your driver's license to be suspended, even if you weren't driving. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you're trying to close a big deal, trying to get that difficult customer to say yes, then you might want to check the weather forecast. Here's the science of it. Wait for a sunshiny day. You see, people are more generous on these days. Waiters know that higher tips are earned easier on bright, sunshiny days rather than cloudy days. Why? Sunshine puts us in a good mood and we're not as confrontational. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you're a salesman, you can ask for and get a higher price on sunshiny days. If you're a consumer, shop on cloudy days. Your bad mood will keep cash in your pocket. You're more likely to get a lower price and a discount. But if you're trying to close a deal, wait for the sunshine, and then you might want to close the deal on the golf course. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.